What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
The President went to the bathroom. This is comedian J.L. Covan. Hijacking
oh,
the show
hello.
For 60 seconds. How are you, Jay?
Okay. I'm good.
Good to see you as always.
Good to see you,
quick,
dude.
Well, thank you. Yeah, he's taking a big shit, so I think I got like 60 seconds. My new album, Half Blackface, which many fans know has been a deep and personal struggle, very much like President Trump's desire to prove that he won the 2020 election. It's been about the exact same amount of time. It's out on Friday, so I'm going to send Jay the link to pre-order it on Amazon or iTunes. If you buy anything I've ever done, which many of you don't, but if you do, get this. Pre-order it now, this week. Give it a review. You can already leave a review, I think, on the sites, but definitely leave a review on Friday. Listen to it. Share about it, blah, blah, blah. But it's a big deal for me. So please, the link will be in the show notes. There's some other good stuff that I'll talk about later in the show that only the Patreon people hear. But for everybody, even the cheapos getting the ball tickle, Half Blackface, available, pre-order Amazon and iTunes. Do it, please. Thank you. Bye. Uh-oh, here comes the President.
Mr. President, how are you?
Who is that? There's a big lumbering sack of shit running out of here. For a second I thought, is that a black or is he a terrorist? I couldn't tell if he was a person of color or just a tan white person, but I got very person of color vibes, even though it was like my eyes were telling me he was whitish, but his sneakiness was telling me he was blackish. So don't ever let anybody into the podcast studio again. I had a big McDonald's meal very strongly today, so we had to make an extra trip to do a number three, as you know. We don't take number twos here at Mar-a-Lago. We take number threes. Very big, very strong.
Well, Mr. President, how's your week going? How's your day going? Lots of stuff going on in your life these days.
You know, I have something to tell you, and this is sort of momentous news. We no longer call it days of the week at Mar-a-Lago in Bedminster. We call it strong.
Just so strong?
Monday, Tuesday. There's 7 days in a strong, because we don't even like to hear the word week. So there's 7 days in a strong: Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's very similar to what you might call a week, but we actually call it a strong. So okay. I hope you're having a good strong.
How's your strong been?
Very strong. It's a strong, full of strength, if we're being honest. So we're feeling good, even though the radical left is basically trying to destroy our country by destroying me, but that's okay because we're strong. We're so strong, we don't even have weeks.
Well, Mr. President, I heard you will not be participating in the first GOP debate.
By the way, a question for you. You know how many strongs there are in a year?
I think there's 52 strongs in a year.
You'd think that, but it's actually 69. Anyway, what was your next question?
Well, the debate, the first GOP debate, you will not be participating in. Instead, you'll be doing an interview with Tucker Carlson that was already recorded, I think, and that will air the same night. Why would you not participate in the first debate and do this solo interview instead?
Well, Tucker Carlson, as you may remember, said some nasty things about me. And basically, I thought, what better way? First of all, why would I debate these people? I'm winning by... You ever heard of Secretariat? You ever heard he was a horse?
Yes. He won by like 16 lengths every time or something like that?
He was a big, strong horse who kicked the crap out of everybody. I'm sort of like the Secretariat of the Republican Party. A big, strong horse that's running past everybody while they're making glue out of the suck ass. And there's no point in me doing it. There's no point. I do a debate with them. People might actually pay attention to them. Nobody's going to watch them. So
I thought, what better way to screw those losers over, but to also get an apology? Tucker Carlson, in the unedited version of the interview that's airing on Truth Social, he sucks my dick as an apology. And by the way, this is very well known in conservative MAGA circles. It's not gay if you're getting sucked. Everybody knows
gotcha.
That.
Gotcha.
So, and I don't finish, okay, because I wasn't into it. But just as a sign of his forgiveness, that's what happened. So, you know, everybody can turn into the Tucker edited version, but on Truth Social, have you been able to get on Truth Social? I know some of the tech stuff people haven't gotten on.
Not yet.
Okay, well, when you get on Truth Social, you'll see, you know, that's, it's called The Debasement of Tucker Carlson. It's a very strong interview. And, but I, that's what it took for me to accept as a pop, because I, there was a show. Remember how I defeated Netflix many years ago? I watched everything they had. Well, I got Max. Have you heard of Max?
Yes, heard of Max.
When people say, put on Max, I expect a dog to run into the room. They go, where's Max? Instead, it's HBO in one of the dumbest branding things I've ever heard. I got rid of the HBO.
I don't understand it either.
That would be like me saying, just call me Donald. I'm getting rid of the Trump. That's there's a lot of Donalds. There's only one Trump. And so I started watching Max, and there's a show, Gomorrah, which is about a lot of tough people in the industry. And in the first or second episode, the boss makes a guy drink a cup of piss to show his loyalty. And I thought, well, that's strong. But you know it's even stronger than piss? Come. You know, they used to say, blood is thicker than water. Well, in the Trump family, we say, come is stronger than piss. And so I thought, that's what I'll do. It's kind of a Trump Gomorrah. We're doing sort of a mashup. Trump Gomorrah and Tucker Carlson earned his apology. And so who the hell is going to watch Chris Christie, you know, eat a Big Mac while Ron DeSantis whines? Right, that's not good television. So I thought, it's a way to get an apology from Tucker to prove my strength over the right-wing media and to screw over the other Republicans. So no, it's a perfect plan, just like I had a perfect phone call with Georgia.
Football season is about to kick off, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because right now, when you've been on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. Just pick any team to win the Super Bowl, and you'll get bonus bets for every victory. You can use your bonus bets on spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston and start earning bonus bets with America's number one sportsbook. That's FanDuel. FanDuel.com/Boston, 21 and over, and present in Massachusetts. First online real wager only, $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Restrictions apply. Max bonus $50 unless specified otherwise. See terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. That's GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234. Mr. President, there are numerous candidates who are going to be debating, and I wanted to first ask you what your nickname would be at the debate. If you were at the debate, what nickname would you give? Because I know you have nicknames for DeSantis.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should talk.
What?
Have you talked about Patreon?
No, but we're going to talk about Patreon right now.
You know what? Because I want these nicknames. I think these, you know how valuable my nickname is. Look at you.
You're right.
I don't even know what the hell your name is. But for 7,000 episodes, the world knows you as Tech Stuff. I am the greatest nicknamer, with a hard R, by the way, ever in the history of naming. So if we let the freebies, this is why we call it a bulletin of Tech Stuff. This is why, it's because you just said, what would your nicknames? And everybody, all the cheapies sitting at home going, free, free, free. I'm a radical left person who wants government podcast handouts. They're like, oh yeah, can I get nicknames for free, sir? No, you can't. You're going to get FanDuel and Patreon, and then maybe you'll get one nickname, And that's all you'll get. And you'll have to tune in to where the strong people are, this very strong, strong that we're living through. It's a strong, strong tech stuff. But,
very strong, strong. It's been strong, strong. Now, before we get into that, join the Patreon people who are listening to the Ball Tickle right now. Guys, patreon.com/MPGA. It is $1 a month to get all the episodes. And every once in a while, we'll post a live episode to give you a little bonus treat. But right now, for $1 a month, you'll get every episode. There's the $5. There's the $6.95. And then there's also the $10. Whatever one is good for you, there's bonus material. There's special guests. There's special Fred Trump traditions. And there are more special guests coming down the way. Some live episodes. We got a lot of stuff planned for the fall. So join the Patreon. Patreon.com/MPGA. We're talking $1 a month. And, Mr. President, I think we should stay away from the nicknames right now, maybe go to something else, and we can come back to the nicknames.
I agree. See, and that's why you're learning. And we like to see that tech stuff. We like to see, because right now, all of a sudden, there's a lot of incels out there without a dollar a month. And we're going, no, sir, I want to hear nicknames. So, well, you're not going to hear a nickname. I was thinking, I think we should do... We can talk about this later, but I had an idea to do a live show in New York City to taunt the radical left. And I know a theater that isn't woke. They allow the president to do strong shows. And I can live stream it. And imagine we had a live show and then live streamed it to our perfect 10 Patreon people. Everybody at that
I like that
in
idea.
New York for it. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe in November, like a year till I become president again, we do like a sort of special live show for the woke radical left in New York, and we call it Trump Kong.
I like that. Now, Mr. President, you're going to be indicted in Georgia. The indictment came out. You have till Friday to surrender, and the bail is set at $200,000. What do you think of that?
I'm not surrendering. I use that word to humiliate me. I don't surrender. I walk in there very strong and say, as a courtesy, I'm here.
What do you think about a $200,000 bail? Don't you think it should have been at least $1 million?
I think it should have been $1 billion, but they know I'm not a flight risk. They know I'm not a flight risk, even though I have a jet and residences and properties all over the world. They know I'm not a flight risk because I'm a patriot and I'm a president. Why would I leave? I'm the president. So, very interesting that they set it at $200,000. And, you know, we'll probably just take some of the money from one of Eric's charities and use that, pay for it. Maybe I'll make a video later tonight to that effect.
Because it's 91 charges in four separate
and
criminal
I've been
cases.
Chase one.
91 charges.
And a bitch ain't one.
And a bitch ain't one, of course.
Watch your language, tech stuff. This is a Christian podcast.
My apologies.
Thank you.
What are your thoughts on that? That's, I mean, how much street cred does that give you in the GOP? 91 charges for criminal cases.
Well, I'm basically... And think of every musician and rapper and raper who's ever been arrested and charged with things. I'm basically all of them combined. You know, you have guys, oh, he's arrested with drugs in the airport. What a badass. I've had 91 charges. I'm better than American Express, you know, because they have the charges.
I got you.
I'm like... Shane Battier. Remember Shane Battier? He was a basketball player.
I do remember him. Played for Duke, right?
Very. Oh, look at, okay, tech stuff. Oh, tech stuff. Okay, we got a good one this week. He took a lot of charges. None of them have as many charges as me. And it's the street cred. You should see, you know how rock stars and rappers and athletes, they get the chicks, right? They walk into a place and the women's like, oh, Well, imagine a president with more street cred than all of them combined. I mean, when I walk into a MAGA gathering, every woman immediately stops French kissing their cousin and looks at me and just gets on their knees and just hopes that they can get Tucker Carlson. So it's unbelievable. I'm like the outlaw plus rock star plus president. It's like Bill Clinton times Bugsy Siegel times The Godfather times Wilt Chamberlain. It's an unbelievable, it's sort of just unbelievable. So much, you should say. I mean, they were, you know, I had this one woman, very attractive. She was, I think she said she was 14 or 40. I think she said 14. And she said, "Mr. President, sir,